Hey, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod. This is the only podcast where we two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer reader questions in an advice-type format. Right?
Right.
Great.
What's clear is that we're also non-radio personality hosts.
What do you say that for?
I don't know. That was very... That whole opening had a question mark on the end of it.
Did it?
Let's dive in.
Well, welcome. Let's first dive into you. You're Ben. You're the main co-host of this.
The first among equals.
Yeah.
And you are also the first among equals.
I'm the second among equals. That's how I feel about it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you really bring a lot to this.
Aw, that's so nice. Is this sort of like a Caesar Brutus type situation where like Caesar was the first among equals and then the Senate rose up to stab him? Are you going to rise up to stab me after you put me on a pedestal?
Yeah, I'm pretty inept. I could do that.
All right. Well, that's two episodes in a row where we've threatened to murder each other.
Yeah, but you did murder me in my sleep in between last episode and this one.
Well, thankfully, I also brought you back to life, or at least your ghost.
And I really appreciate people taking care of my cats.
Yeah.
Let's focus on what's important here.
Yeah, if this is your first episode, well, go back and listen to the last episode to get those jokes.
Yeah, and also, if this is your first episode, welcome. They're not less messy behind this, so...
But they are less messy going forward.
In theory.
If this is your not first episode, thanks for coming back. So, as Brian said on this podcast, and I'm going to put a period on this, not a question mark. We, your two non-mystical hosts...
Period. Like that.
Yeah.
We did it.
Nice.
That's,
nailed it.
That's how you read
it. We, two non-mystical hosts, period, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
Question mark?
Nope.
You said question.
Nope.
You did. We can roll back the tape and people will hear that you said questions.
All right, so here's how this works.
This is a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer, period, your questions?
Semicolon?
That's good.
Which would imply that we're now going to go into a second part of the sentence.
Yeah, but it's also a full sentence, so we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Exclamation point.
Interrobang?
Nice.
So, as you can tell, we are amateurs at everything. Not just tarot reading, which is what this podcast is about, but also just talking in general and interacting with each other, even though we've been friends for years. But let's really drill down into how amateurish we are at tarot. Because tarot is a complex, mystical art.
Science.
And in order for it to be effective, there's like a million different spreads that you can use. One is called a Celtic cross, and then there's a million other ones.
That are less popular.
Yeah.
That we would have to look up to know what they're called.
Yeah, I think one's called the Kansas City Shuffle, and one's called the Omaha Shuck and Jive. They're all named after either Ireland or towns in the Midwest. I know that's true.
Shuck and Jive is a town?
Yep.
All right. But that's not what we're going to do. You can let all of that go, because what we do is we will flip over three cards to answer a listener question, and each of those cards are going to represent something. The first, the recent past. The second, a current action that our querent needs to take. And third, a future action or outcome.
Yeah. And then once you get through all that, if you weren't the one person that we picked to honor today, because it is an honor. Let's be very clear on that. It is an honor to have your question answered by us, two completely unqualified psychics.
Exclamation point.
Yes. But if you're not that person, then you know what? We're going to honor you anyway. And we're going to do a card of the week for everybody, but really just for you. You know who I'm talking to. You.
So let's get into our question.
Let's do it. Today, Sarah asks, how will these big upcoming changes in my life affect me and my relationships? Question mark. And that is...
That's it.
That's a really open-ended question.
It's really big. So Sarah's got some big changes coming.
Yes. Context clues let us know she has big changes upcoming.
And she wants to know how they're going to affect her and her relationships.
That's pretty much all the context clues we have.
Yeah. I mean, I guess relationships could be friends, lovers, family.
Flovers. Frenemies.
Question nemeses. Mark?
There's lots of different relationships people can have.
And lots of changes in their life. New job, moving, new pets, new houses.
Major surgery. You wake up one day and you're a mutant from X-Men. But I'm guessing she's over like 13 or 14 years old, so that ship has sailed. Sorry, Sarah.
Harry Potter letter coming, but she's older than 11, so that's out.
Oh, man. These are big changes. Like, if you're just finding these things out now that you are neither a mutant nor a Harry Potter.
All right. Well, for the sake of specificity, let's assume the big change is that her Harry Potter letter's coming and the relationship she wants to know about is with her friends.
And nemeses. So let's go ahead and flip over the first card.
Flip.
Oh, Foley work by the always on point Ben Noble. And so we flipped over the King of Cups. The King of Cups is all about emotion and creativity, but he's got it under control. He is a master of his feelings. He can control his emotional state and he understands his power and he uses it for good. He shares it with others.
When confronted with a problem, the King of Cups says that the solution is going to be through balance. Be open to exploring your emotions and why you feel a certain way and deal with others with compassion. Deal with yourself with compassion.
And so this is your recent past card. Yep. So up to this point, hopefully you have been dealing with yourself with compassion. Hopefully you have been the King of Cups in your own life.
You've had that emotional balance. You've been in touch with yourself.
And maybe there's also an older figure, a masculine figure, but really we're not too hung up on gender norms. But it's somebody who's paternalistic and sensitive, maybe somebody that has a lot of experience in the professional world, and somebody that you would lean on in trying times. And he's emotionally intelligent and he's able to grant you that emotional intelligence so that you can control your emotions and balance your decisions.
Okay, so recent past, we're feeling big changes are on the way, but Sarah's been pretty even keeled. She's had everything under control up to this point.
Yeah.
Flip, flip. Oh god, I flipped over two.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Ugh, shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Okay, good. Flip.
Nice.
All right, we've got the Two of Swords, and this is a card about making a tough choice. We see a woman, she's blindfolded, maybe intentionally blindfolded? Question mark. Indicating that she doesn't want to make this decision because there's two equal sides and it's a tough choice.
So maybe if the big change in your life is your Harry Potter letter, maybe you don't know whether to move out of the Dursleys' house or not.
Yeah, maybe you don't know if you should go off to Hogwarts or stay at home.
Maybe you don't know like what your account balance is in Gringotts. And so you're like, can I even afford to go to station 9 3/4 and take the Hogwarts Express? What we're saying is we've read Harry Potter, okay? We've read it.
Well, that could be the first step for Sarah, because the solution to the Two of Swords problem is to get the information that you need. The odds are that you're blindfolded right now and you're not sure how to make the choice because you don't have all the info, all the alternate viewpoints, all the pro-con charts and statistical regressions that you need. And I think the first step to researching whether or not you should stay home or go to Hogwarts is going to be reading the books.
Yeah, you've got to read the books. And then also ask other people. At least two people you know have read the books.
Yeah. Consider watching the movies, too. I mean, they're not as good as the books, but...
But you'll get the gist.
Yeah.
Especially, like, movie one, where Harry has to face this same decision.
Yeah.
Like, it's tearing him apart whether or not to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And he has like a really touching emotional time with his uncle Frank Dursley, and it's really difficult. And then his uncle is like, you're my nephew, Harry, and
they hug it out.
And then Harry decides to just go to graduate school, and that makes the rest of the story that much more meaningful.
Yeah.
So you've got to be open to alternate viewpoints.
Yeah,
to,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah, there's a big binary choice ahead of you, and in order to make that choice, or there's a big binary choice right now, and in order to make that choice, you're going to need to rely on research, and you're going to need to rely on alternate
viewpoints. This is why they say that those who don't read history are doomed to repeat it. We have historical basis for this. Harry Potter's already made this choice. We have 7 books, thousands of pages about this.
9 movies.
9 movies. 9?
Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, the new one.
Yeah, Fantastical Beasts.
Yeah, so you're not flying blind here. Take that blindfold off, read a book.
Read a book. At least you could go on Pottermore and find out what house you belong
in. Yeah, take a quiz.
And if it take says a quiz. You belong in no house, then don't go.
Yeah.
We can say that flat out.
All right, so what's going to happen in the future?
I don't know. What's going to happen in the future, Ben?
Let's find out. Flip.
We flipped over the 2 of coins.
Another 2.
Dang.
2s in general are about balancing things, about choices.
But the 2 of coins is kind of more fun than the 2 of swords. Because, yeah. I mean, just think about it. It would be more fun to have money than it would be to have knives, right?
Unless you're going to stab a rich person and take all their money.
And then you'll still end up with the money. Like, that's the point of it. So just start
Start, yeah, don't commit a felony.
Come on.
Just start with the money.
Sarah, we're worried about you.
Yeah. All right, so the 2 of coins is good because you're going to need money when you get to Hogwarts to buy the butterbeers and buy a broomstick and all that. So it's good that we're getting to the coins now, which indicates that you're stuck between competing interests, juggling multiple things. And since it's coins, you're probably going to be balancing financial things with other important areas of your life.
And let me just get real for a second. Possibly your question is about starting a new job or going away to school or something like that.
Moving.
We don't have all the details, but it could be something very real like that. And money is a very real consideration. And so looking back to the previous card, you need to have multiple viewpoints. You need to be able to step out of yourself in order to make that decision well. But then you're going to come to a point where it's money is the deciding factor. And so you need to figure out how to balance those things, to prioritize and manage your time and your money.
And after you've, of course, taken all our advice and kind of dove into the Harry Potter mythos, you need to focus on your long-term goals. Think about what you're hoping to accomplish with this choice, not just in the next year, but maybe, you know, the next 3 years, the next 5 years, your whole life. Think about where you want to end up and if this choice is setting you up to achieve those goals.
Yeah, do you want to be a legilimancer? Is that a thing? That's what Harry is? Have you even read these books, Ben?
I don't know what you're talking about. Harry Potter got his doctorate degree in English and then taught.
Oh, I meant Ron Weasley.
Oh, okay, his friend? Yeah.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do that, or if you wanted to get your doctorate, whatever you want to do, forgot where I was going when I started this sentence.
You're probably going somewhere about being flexible, maintaining balance, not putting your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, if you have 2 baskets, make sure and put some eggs in one and some eggs in another. And that, I think, is really sound advice for anyone that's listening. Mm-hmm.
So let's bring this all around. We've got the King of Cups, the 2 of Swords, the 2 of Coins. All cards that deal on some level with balance. The King of Cups is kind of emotionally balanced. The 2 of Swords is trying to balance a difficult decision. And then the 2 of Coins is about balancing financial priorities with all the other important priorities in your life. And, you know, I think what we're getting at is
you've had a fair amount of balance up to this point, and now you're faced with this big decision that you have to make, and it's going to affect the rest of your life.
And your relationships.
And your relationships. And money is going to play a big part in how you make that decision. And so we can't tell you what decisions to make. We can't tell you how to keep your relationships intact. But look out for these big money choices, for these big life decisions. And don't forget to lean back on the balance that you've always had, on whoever plays the role of the King of Cups in your life.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped. You think it helped, Ben?
I think it helped.
Helped me. I'm going to go into legilimancy.
I'm going to get my doctorate in English.
What is your house?
Slytherin.
Ugh.
What's yours?
I'm either a Hufflepuff or a Ravenpuff. I'm like...
No, that's not a house.
I'm on the line of both.
No,
of those.
That's not a house.
Yeah.
No, you took a Pottermore quiz and it gives you your answers.
Yeah, depending on how I answer in the
quiz. Oh, well, depending on how I answer on the quiz, I could be anything if I just pick... choices.
But my things are real answers.
Oh my god. How do you take it twice? You can only take it once unless you're creating shell accounts. How can you take it multiple times?
It's not just in Pottermore. Oh. You can take a Sorting Hat quiz anywhere.
No, but there's only one legitimate quiz, and it's in Pottermore, and what was your result?
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Okay, you're a Ravenclaw.
I'm a Ravenpuff or a Huffleclaw.
Brian's a Ravenclaw, and I'm a Slytherin.
So I'm good, and he's bad.
Yeah, which I think is kind of silly. Like, all of the role models in Slytherin are just, like, bad guys. There's never, like, a good Slytherin.
Yeah, because Slytherins are bad people. They're all about using cunning and deceit to...
That's not true. Way. That's not true.
Oh.
It's about being an ambitious person and being a smart, cunning person. Cunning in a good way, not in an evil, dirty way.
Guile.
If I look it up, I'll tell you the adjectives, and they're potentially positive adjectives.
Certainly cunning.
Okay, look. Not all Slytherins are Death Eaters.
Not all Slytherins are Death Eaters. True. But all Death Eaters are Slytherins?
Potentially.
Ah. That can't be true either, though, right?
I don't know. That does seem kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, you would just stop accepting Slytherins. Like, it would just be even more ingrained racism than the Harry Potter world actually has.
Yeah.
Which isn't, like, a huge critique on Harry Potter. We're not giving... Wow. Was Pottermore just open on your computer?
No.
Or did you type that in?
I just typed it in.
Uh-huh.
All right. Look. Slytherin. Cunning, ambitious, resourceful, shrewd, and determined. I understand that maybe cunning and shrewd have negative connotations, but it's somebody who's determined and resourceful and puts forth the effort they need to achieve their goals.
It's somebody who's determined to get what they want and will do anything to achieve that. So it's kind of a knight of swords.
Not in a positive way.
A Slytherin is a knight of swords.
Which, sweet transition.
Oh, yeah. It is, because when Ben flipped over two cards earlier, we kept one as the card of the week. So, really quickly, thank you, Sarah. I hope it helped, but now we're transitioning to the card of the week. I don't know why I'm rushing so much, but here we are.
Because you want to, like, solidify this transition.
Yeah, and I do so love the Knight of Swords card.
I'll go for it.
He is all about action. He's about doing things. The guy on the card is charging into battle on a horse. He's got no concern for anything besides victory. He's quite confident in his motives, and he knows that he's working on the side of right. And danger and caution aren't things that even pop up on his radar.
Man, you're on a roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this card.
So, the Knight of Swords makes things happen. He's unstoppable. He's determined. He's got the strength of body and will to do it. But there is a catch. And there's a reason he's the Knight of Swords, not the King of Swords. He hasn't graduated all the way to the King level yet. And that's because the Knight of Swords rushes into battle. He doesn't always put on his thinking cap before he puts on his helmet.
Yeah, he doesn't have danger and caution in his vocabulary.
And sometimes that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, just because, like we learned in Jurassic Park,
Just
because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right. And so if you're facing an obstacle this week, the Knight of Swords is the call to action to rush into battle unafraid, but maybe don't rush in too much. Maybe like walk into battle. Consider the battlefield, the layout, what you're up against, and then charge into battle after that.
Yeah, I would say if you can avoid battle.
Yeah.
That's worked out well for me. I've been able to live all of the years of my life without going into, like, an actual battle.
But you said the Knight of Swords is all about action. Taking initiative. Doing something. Charging into battle with no concern for anything besides victory. Your words.
Yeah. But it's a metaphorical battle.
Gotcha.
I don't want all of our listeners, once they've decided to forgo their Harry Potter education and go into accounting, I don't want them to go into accounting and then try and find some epic battle where they're going to put themselves in physical peril. What I do want for this week for you guys is for you to take life by the reins and just really do what you're going to do. Take the initiative and make things happen.
All right. So that brings us to the end of our show.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want it to end.
Well, it's over.
Well, there's still people listening.
Yeah, but they have to go on and do other things, Brian.
Why?
They have to get out of their car, or end their run, or go back to studying for their CPA exam,
Guys, what did I do wrong? How can I make it better?
Well, you could start by thanking our questioner.
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for asking the question about life changes and relationships and really letting us go with that Harry Potter metaphor.
She brought it up, not us.
Yeah, that was kind of on you.
So you could thank the questioner, which you did.
I just did that.
You could thank the listeners, sorry.
Oh, you guys, you are the very best, and whatever I did to make you leave me, I'm so sorry.
You could tell them where to find us, though, in the meantime, between now and next week.
Oh, they could probably go to amateurtarot.tumblr.com. You know what? A thing that we really like is when people send us questions.
Love it.
How could somebody send us questions?
They could go to their email client and they could type in amateurtarotreading@gmail.com in the to field. And then the subject line, awesome question, and then a question in the body of the email.
Cool. And then hit send.
Yeah, hit send. Don't forget to hit send.
If you're on Gmail, you can hit send and archive, and it'll get rid of everything behind it. But you can still search for it. If you're on Twitter, you can find us every day on Tarot Amateur. And if you find us in the morning, a lot of times we're doing some card of the day readings just
off for you.
The cuff, just for individuals. And then we also have every day at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, a reading, a card of the day reading.
And these would be good cards to get if you accidentally did get yourself into a battle and need to know how to get out of it.
Yeah, but please, guys, I can't stress enough, don't go into battle.
If you want to get into a Twitter battle with Brian, you can do that by tweeting at him at Zen Iron Man.
Yeah, and that is a real thing that actually happens. And if you wanted to get into a philosophical battle with Ben, you could contact him through his website at imakingallthisup.com.
And once you've done all that, you could rate and review us on iTunes.
That would be great. How much does that cost, Ben?
It's free.
Oh, how much does that help us out?
More than free.
Oh, guys, that sounds like a wonderful idea. Ben, I think we should do that right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to iTunes.
And I'm going to tell my friends, as Pottermore recommends, I'm going to tell my friends that I'm a proud Slytherin.
And as anyone that's not a Slytherin recommends, I'm going to say, just be kind to other people and think about things before you do them. Think about the consequences of your actions. It's saying I'm getting a special notice from Pottermore right now. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
JK Rowling has.
JK. Bye.
LOL.